Young gallants all, and ladies fair, and lovers everywhere, mark well this truth which I declare, which may concern you near. Regard your vows and promises, which you in love do bind, or else be sure that in this world small comfort you will find. Remember Bateman's faithless friend, how she did prove untrue, and for reward had in the end her just deserved due. For in the night out of her bed she carried was away, but to what place it was not known, nor is not to this day. But to the story now in hand, with grief I must relate. The downfall of a maiden fair, brought to untimely fate, occasioned by a faithless wretch, who did her love disdain. As you may by the sequel find, the same for to be plain. A young man late in Westminster, a man of little fame, did with this maiden fall in love, at least pretend the same. 200 pounds of good estate this girl for portion had, and but a tailor he was, of an inferior trade. With vows and protestations great, this maid he did allure, still promising that to the end his love it should endure. Quoth he, "My dear and only joy, thou needs it not to fear, that e'er I will unconstant prove, since that I love thee dear." The maiden fair being but young, scarce 15 years of age, believing of his tempting tongue, in love she did engage. She freely gave him hand and heart, not dreading any ill, but that he would requite her fault, and yield the like good will. For 2 years' space thus did they live, in love and friendship pure, which made poor Isabel believe it always would endure. At length a day appointed was their nuptials to attend. When at that time it came to pass, he proved a faithless friend. For why he basely cast her off, denying all was past, at which she fell into a swoon, which made her friends aghast. No help that ever did her good they used more or less, but from that time she languished in woe and deep distress. Wherever she that wretch did see, bereft her of her love. 'Tis said she swooned presently, his sight her heart did move. At length into distracted fits she violently fell, and raved in her frenzy mood, most fearfully to tell. Her friends about her they did flock to see her in that case, and neighbors all did pity her, whoe'er came in that place. And thus about a fortnight's time, it cannot be denied, but she endured misery, and in conclusion died. 'Tis said that she before her death did give him a release. Therefore we trust assuredly her soul is now at peace. What guilt upon his conscience lies, best to himself is known. Howe'er the world may clearly see the truth that here is shown. This may a warning be to all young lovers, every one, that they do not unconstant prove whoe'er they pitch upon. Their oaths and protestations the Lord doth hear and see, and at the last he will reward them all assuredly.